بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا إذا حضرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعاما لم نضع أيدينا حتى يبدأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيضع يده، وإنا حضرنا معه مرة طعاما فجاءت جارية كأنها تدفع فذهبت لتضع يدها في الطعام، فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدها، ثم جاء عربي كأنما يدفع فأخذ بيده، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشيطان يستحل الطعام ألا يذكر اسم الله تعالى عليه، وإنه جاء بهذه الجارية ليستحل بها فأخذت بيدها، فجاء بهذا العربي ليستحل به وأخذت بيده، والذي نفسي بيده إن يده في يدي مع يديهما، ثم ذكر اسم الله تعالى وأكل. رواه مسلم. حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates, when we join the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحابه وبارك وسلم for a meal, will not place our hands to commence eating until he صلى الله عليه وسلم himself commence. We join him for a meal. On one occasion, a jariya, a girl, came forward who seemed to be pushed from behind. She went to place her hand in the food, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held her hand. Then a Bedouin Arabi came forward who also seemed to be pushed from behind. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his hand as well. He then said, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taken over a meal, shaitan considers that food to be lawful, halal for himself. He sent this girl so that he may make the food lawful, halal for himself through her. I therefore held her hand. He then sent this Bedouin Arabi so that he may make this food lawful, halal for himself through him. I therefore held his hand as well. I take an oath in the name of that being, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control is my life. Shaitan's hand is together with the hands of these two is in my hand. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and began eating. So how true these things are. More true than what our eyes can see, our ears can hear, is what Rasulullah spoke. And Rasulullah saw this too. And that here, Rasulullah eating with the companions, obviously they all said Bismillah. It's haram for shaitan to eat. So shaitan tries to come through a little jariya girl, maid servant. Then, nope, Rasulullah SAW grabs his hand. Then her hands, then Rasulullah SAW, Arabi, the villager, Rasulullah SAW grabbed his hands. And Rasulullah SAW saw the shaitan is coming in with them to eat. Because why? They're not going to say Bismillah, and they're trying to put their hands inside the food. Rasulullah SAW grabbed their hands, and then he explained this. This is how true it is. We don't see this, but today people say jinnat. This is all jinnat. These are shayateen. We can't see this makhluq, but they innahum yarawnahum wa qabiluhum la yarawnahum. They see you, we can't see them. And sometimes they come in the appearance of people, sometimes they possess people. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi are commentating on this in Ma'riful Hadith. I can even show you right now in the English and the Urdu. He has a Maulana Mansur Nu'mani in Ma'riful Hadith. As he says, Hashah Waliullah Muhaddith Dalvi Rahmullah said, this is 100% true, and it's not just some kind of explanation or some give that this person who doesn't take Allah's name is a shaitan. No, shaitan in a jinn. He said that we were eating. Hashah Waliullah Muhaddith Dalvi Rahmullah says, we were eating, and amongst us, we were eating, and then one of the person, his lukma, his morsel fell. And he went to go get the lukma, no morsel. He started moving away, and he finally got it. And what did Rasulullah say? When anyone's lukma falls, pick it up, clean it, eat it. La tada' li shaytan. Do not leave it for shaytan, jinnat. After some days, a person was possessed by a jinn, shaytan. And in the stomach, the shaitan started speaking through this person. I came to take food with Shah Waliullah and his friends where they were taking food, but they said Bismillah, they made it haram for me. So I tried to knock out a morsel from somebody's hand, so maybe that may become halal for me. But that didn't, because the Sultan said, La tada' li shaitan. So even that did not make halal. She said, I've seen this hadith in reality. So people do see this. People see the other makhluk. So this is more true, because when Dajjal comes, he's going to show us nonsense. Understand? And then you're going to see nonsense. But then your iman is going to tell you, if you have iman, if we have iman, Allah give us iman. Huh? This is why this hadith and these things, we have to make our life with iman. We have to follow and have more yakin on this than whatever all this WhatsApp and news and all this nonsense we see. It's all Dajjali. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizukna tibawa min al-batil al-batil wa rizukna ishtinaba. Always make this dua. Allah, always show us the truth, follow the truth. Show us batil, Allah enable us to refrain and turn away and refuse batil. Never ever to accept batil.